With Major League Baseball's Midsummer Classic played earlier this week, we might be ready for a baseball analogy. It's a long, foul ball. A moonshot from the bat of a hitter can be baseball's ultimate batter's box prize, a home run, or, if hit at slightly a different angle, just a long foul ball. In this image, we're the pitcher, asking a well-hit ball to push foul, employing Red Sox Carlton Fisk's famous pleading in the opposite direction. We know it's hit hard, just let this one go out of play. For a pitcher, these can be some of the best, most helpful moments. We don't want to give up a home run, of course, to be hit as hard as we could. This result could also be more instructive than a lazy pop fly or a dribbler to second. It's a long foul ball. I think that's what we're rooting for with our weather, right? Something we can learn from, but not be hurt by. The storm is in play. Where will it land? Hopefully, to the place that can handle it best. We root for long foul balls in other parts of life as well. For instance, I may have overstated my confidence in the church chiller system yesterday, though maybe not. Just push this one foul. We have something of the longest of foul balls in today's first reading, as Joseph and his father Israel are finally reunited, hope rekindled, love seen through the many tears. Just getting them to that point took many near misses. Israel and his family were close to perishing from famine. Their asylum application is not delayed or considered, but fast-tracked. Long foul balls all around. As we pray for another one for our region these next 48 hours, may we recognize what we can learn and grow from. And like Joseph, the way we can assist others in blowing a ball foul. It doesn't have to hurt as much as it could.